with a few decisions to make with people, with their fitness, and you know, there's a lot of uncertainty with certain people there. So it's still very much up in the air. But look, it's we've prepared quite well, as we did last week, and look, we'll see what happens on Friday. Like,
it's a big game. There's a huge amount of interest in it, Dolly. People are looking forward to it, and Harps will be going into this one on the back of a good result last weekend as well.
Yeah. Look, Amir, if there isn't an interest in this game, you know, I don't know what game there'll be an interest in. We had a good result last Friday. Maybe not a great performance, but you know, we need all the help we can get, Jeremy. We need, you know, as many people that can back us, and you know, they need to be patient as well. And I kind of stress that we're playing a very decent side who play some very good football, and we'll need to play well to get anything out of it. But you know, with everything we can get from the support on Friday night, and if they're patient with us, please God, we'd be able to pull that off.
Yeah, because as you said, after last weekend's game, UCD are still very much in this tie.
Absolutely, UCD are, you know, they're probably the best footballing side in our division. And anyone, as said before, that came up when they had a full side back in April, you know, while we got a draw, that they played us off the field at times, and they did the same last Friday night in Belfield. So look, you know, of course we want everyone to back us. We want as much help as we can get, but with a, you know, word of caution that you know, they need to be patient. This may not go according to plan, and there might be a lot of twists and turns in this game on Friday night. If we can come out the right side of this, could go to penalties. It could go to extra time and penalties, Jeremy. So look, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and tell me the situation with Harps. I mean, they've such a good defensive record this season, Ollie. A number of clean sheets at Finn Park. So, I mean, that's something you can grab onto as well going into this one.
Yeah, come here, of course. We've gone out there not to concede, obviously, and to try and score the other end. I think the first goal will be massively important. If UCD get it, you know, it could be long even for us. If we get it, you know, hopefully we can keep it out on the other side. But it's easier said than done. They have ability, especially in the attacking third of the field, and with the likes of Robbie Benson back in the middle of the field, they're as good a side as we have played, and I think you saw that on Friday night up in Dublin, despite the fact that we got a great result.
Yeah, and the few decisions that you have to make, Ollie, that centres on a few injury concerns within the camp.
Yeah, we've a few lads that are training here tonight, or it's the first time that they've trained in quite a while. A few lads took knocks on Friday, didn't train on Monday night here. So we need to, you know, tread with a little bit of care with what way we get over tonight's training and what way the lads are tomorrow going into Friday. There's a few lads that you know, we don't have a full house to pick from.